This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
I'm going to tell you what my gut is on Trump and what's happening with the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, all of it in the next segment. The Syrian girl popping in at the bottom of the hour on the latest in the Middle East, and Trump saying that better not hurt any of the protesters. What that really signifies. And so much other breaking news. The Putin comments. This will be a jam-packed third hour. Let's go ahead and go to your calls. And let's talk to Michael in New Hampshire. What do you make of the governor of Virginia declaring an emergency in and around the Second Amendment crisis there?
How's it going, Alex? How you doing?
Good. This is the governor that says he keeps the babies comfortable after they're born to take the baby. And this is the guy that's in blackface or in a KKK outfit. I mean, this is crazy.
I think it's beyond lunacy. Talking to the points earlier, it kind of coalesced with all the other earlier callers.
I should add, you're a Marine on gun confiscation. Sorry, go ahead.
Correct. Yes, correct. So it's a pleasure to speak with you, by the way. I've been a supporter for years. I love your product, especially the iodine.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what I was hitting on was a couple of things, mainly to refocus, mainly over a compilation of what all the other callers have kind of confided in, was, first of all, the original state police, when he called in and he said he wasn't willing to go against what any laws were passed to enforce. He just was going to arrest you based upon the laws. I think that's a huge part of the problem. This is an asymmetric operation that's going on, and I think to remind people of the asymmetric operation where they're poking at one area as opposed to doing one behind the doors in a law setting, setting that precedent then to bring in other outside entities. And when I'm talking to the active duty military, especially in the reserve or in the National Guard, they have to understand that all of the warning signs will be very apparent coming through their channels. And that they cannot, and they have to interpret what's lawful and unlawful, and coming back to the basics of what they've been trained to do, their general orders versus what's constitutional and non-constitutional. And that comes down to the small unit leadership. And I hope that they hear that because it's extremely important.
Do me a favor, because I know what you're talking about, and the listeners are smart, but a lot of them haven't been in the military or studied this. Explain to people just the fact that you're having to have discussions at the what unit and above level about this shows where the country is, and then explaining to them, you know, the nature of the chain of command, what orders are lawful, what aren't, how these outside forces are trying to trigger a domestic conflagration for destabilization. At a certain point, law enforcement needs to know they're not really getting orders from a legitimate government when they're given unconstitutional orders. That's an unlawful order and not to be followed, is what you're saying.
Correct. That is a better way of saying it.
It's not a better way of saying it. You're a smart guy, but at your level, talk about what's being discussed, because that's another bellwether.
From what I've heard being discussed, a lot of disinformation is coming through in terms of what's being propagated on a company or battalion or higher level as a policy versus what's been instilled or trained on a lower, small-scale unit leadership. So when orders are coming down, they'll just be coming down as a matter of fact as opposed to what you're supposed to be doing on a more rudimentary basis. So they're priming, you could say, the ideology to just go along with it. And that's where when that state police officer said, well, if they just pass the law, I'm going to enforce it. That's the ideology of the asymmetric psychological operation going
on. And that's the Nuremberg defense, and it doesn't hold up. And I understand his point was flippant, that I'm sick of the citizens putting up with this, so it's your problem. You need to get your ass in gear and stop this. And I get what he's saying, but you're legally and lawfully right that the Nuremberg defense doesn't work, and there are manuals given to Marines and to members of the Army when they graduate boot camp explaining that they need to know that a lawful order is lawful, they need to study the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and that they need to not follow orders that are unlawful. So if your captain says, line up these women and children and blow their heads off, you don't do that, you turn and shoot him in the head. And then it goes from there, from legal orders down to stuff where you kill whoever gives the order. And that's what this country's built on. You want to add anything else, or are you done, Michael?
The only thing else I have to add is that I think refocusing on the fact that what's going on across the country, and especially to the President of the United States.
Stay there. We're back in 60 seconds. You're a smart guy. We'll hear your view.
I want to talk about Super Silver whitening toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver whitening toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now, because I like the way it feels.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
America, it's Friday, it's live. And when I finish up talking to Michael Ranger, I'm going to give you my take on what's really going on with Trump and some other really important issues. But I'm going to Virginia, and I'm going to D.C. right next door. We're going to be there this weekend and next week. And we're doing it because history is taking place. And we need everybody to understand that you need to be in Virginia, and you need to be in D.C. Both, or pick one. Take the kids out of school. Do whatever you got to. Because this is about stepping into the real world. And look, I don't put folks down to go have demonstrations in front of capitals. And then that's about getting media attention. But the media is going to ignore you. But you've got your own independent media. It's about going into the halls of Congress and into the state houses and going and finding who's voting to take your guns and going to their offices and telling them, hey, I don't like what you're doing. Whether you're from Virginia or not, this is a national issue. And letting them know, I know you guys are trying to kick off the Civil War. And knowing who they are, so you run into them at a pizzeria that night. You go, hey, I told you, state rep, I'm serious. You don't run them out of there like Maxine Waters says do to us. You just let them know. And so what we've been doing is leading by example. Comes out that Bernie Sanders, a bunch of people on his campaign, you know Veritas has got that. Well, they're shutting down all their Twitter accounts for Bernie Sanders. They're locking them down. Talking about how they want to arrest everybody and redistribute the wealth and how they're going to kill people and all this stuff. And you go to the Bernie Sanders events and just get in his face. And believe me, it might be a little scary the first time you do it, but you're going to feel good after you do. And then you're going to want to do it more. Because our acquiescence to this lawlessness has brought us to this point. And if we don't start getting aggressive with our mouths, the NWO is going to trigger a violent race war in this country, because that's what the Chi-Coms, the New World Order, want, is a collapse so they can come in and buy it up for pennies on the dollar. They want a radical takeover of this country to finish their world government. And so that's why the fight here is so intense. This is big stuff going on. We're very close to winning the hearts and minds. That's why they try to pick those of us that are leaders and destroy us to tell everybody, hey, you see what happened to Alex Jones or what's happening to Roger Stone? You sit down and you shut up or you'll be the same. You should instinctively, politically rise up against that when someone threatens you. The threat is bowing to that. It's better to die on your feet than live on your knees. But the truth is, when you stand up for what's right, you end up living in a free, prosperous nation of men, not of cowards. So the default position when people are saying, hell yeah, we're going to confiscate your guns, hell yeah, we're coming for you, is to get in their face. So the governor acts like he's scared people coming with guns to get him. No, they just have the guns openly carried to show we are the people and to exercise that right and to demystify it. He declares an emergency to make it look like it's criminal, so he can declare a bigger emergency once they trigger a crisis. And now they admit that's their plan. So it's all materializing, ladies and gentlemen. But your word of mouth with a chain reaction about band.video at infowars.com/show, those links to live feeds can exponentially, via text message and word of mouth, even outside of the censored YouTube and Twitter and all that, get to everybody, which is starting to happen. So we have a countervailing narrative of what really goes on. Because if they stage something, they're going to try to cover up what happened. They were able, when an Antifa operative shot all those folks at that Walmart in South Texas, to cover up he was Antifa and a big anti-human leftist. Now in the state police report that just came out, they were not able to cover up the Pennsylvania guy was a Delaware spur Antifa. Well, now the state police have issued a big report in Texas showing how all over the country it's almost exclusively this group. These guys are literally demon-possessed, activated to go out and do this. And they say there's about to be an uprising by them. Texas DPS, domestic terrorists prefer unarmed crowds, close quote. That story, with the live feed of the show today, needs to get out to everyone you know. These are the definition of evil cowards. All right, let's go to Michael in New Hampshire, finishing up as a Marine. You were getting out the fact that you guys are having a discussion about this, and is it officers telling you that, hey, you need to really look at the orders that come down and make sure they're lawful orders?
To my own awareness level, it would be just in the small unit, more of the lower, more of the NCO staff, NCO base. You don't really would hear that coming from any officers. And that's just kind of the way the structure works. But at least in the Marine Corps, the small unit leadership would be well aware of this. I don't know. I can't speak to any of their branches, but speaking on this to any of them, especially in Virginia with the National Guard.
Sure. What I'm speaking to is the officers should be talking to the NCOs and ordering them to come talk to you.
They absolutely should.
Well, that's probably while they're talking to you. You just haven't been told that. But what I'm saying is, are the other units you know saying that they're being told this? Because clearly, that's an order.
I've heard it inaccurately from some in different ways. They've said similar things, but not out in the open.
Sure, because you know Trump has signed that order, getting the Marines ready to deal with civil unrest in the United States. That would only happen if everything went to hell and there was an internal civil war.
Correct. And like I said, when it comes to this, I think refocusing the fact that when the President of the United States is dealing with one issue, you know, the asymmetric operations that have been going on since the Arab Spring, to me, at least from my own apparent being able to see it, it's all over the place. And it's being hit with, like you said, a goldfish mine where they're training people to go from one fire to the next fire and not realizing that. If you look 5 to 10 years ago, it's just a new story being written off the old story, and no one remembers what's happening.
That's right. It's the same globalist octopus on record, creating the refugee centers, training them, breaking down the border, setting up the sanctuary cities, shipping in the fentanyl, trying to stage the race wars, having Hollywood and the media promote race wars, have the Democrats come out and say confiscate guns. First it's one guy, then it's all the candidates. Then suddenly they try to pass laws to take the guns. Then they declare a civil emergency. Then they stage an event to say it's all Trump's fault while the trial in the Senate against him taking place. You can see it all coming together. And if we simply see that it's not isolated fires, but one enemy howitzer laying down the salvos, then Americans can unify and understand this is an external attack. No enemy can take us down with a frontal assault, only by treachery.
I believe that to be true in the deepest parts of my soul.
That's right, because you know it's true, and I know it's true. So we'll post this video of you on band.video in our discussion here. Let's make sure it gets out of the Marines. Everybody else, and that means mothers and fathers, everybody listening, you've got to get these dispatches out. They want us off air and silence so they can pull this off. People, God bless you. I appreciate your call, Michael. That's why folks call in all the time on the street. They go, man, how you taking it? We really appreciate you. You know, you're just a hero and all this other stuff. And I appreciate your support, folks, but there's a takeover of our once free nation by really nasty globalists. But see, Chi-Com systems is the model, and they're trying to turn everybody against each other, and it's admitted in the WikiLeaks and documents that we got from people's families that FBI confirmed were accurate of Antifa trying to trigger a race war with Soros funding it. So, again, I'm going to explain something. If I'm going down the road and it's icy and I run off the bridge and go into icy water, and I try to get my kids out and I get out, I'm not a hero. I like my kids. I like me. Well, America's run off in the icy water. And we're being told, just sit there, everything's okay, it's a nice ice bath. No, we're going to get the hell out of this vehicle, or we're going to die trying. And this is it, folks. This is the move against the country. And there were a lot of people in the system that thought this was crazy, so they kind of parlayed and organized and used the movement we'd already built to get Trump in. Because I believe that we fought this and exposed this, we have a big enough grassroots movement to take over the Republican Party to then block the globalists when they made their move. I've been saying that for 20 years. We did it together. We're in a much stronger position now than we were 20 years ago. We just got to complete the attack on the globalists politically and expose their treacherous evil asses and explain it's not special to fight this. Americans shouldn't want to be under Chi-Com programmed rule. We shouldn't want to take implantable microchips. We shouldn't want pedophiles teaching five-year-olds in school. We shouldn't accept this. We should reject it. And I believe you will reject it. And even if they kick off a civil war, a fiery one, we're going to win that too. So let's work hard in the info war right now to avert that. If the real thing kicks off, you know who the globalists are. Go get them.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Moving mountains to try to block that information coming out. It's like they're trying to block the fact that the UN lead scientists said that they've covered up vaccine deaths, injuries. The majority of their doctors think vaccines are bad and that the public is becoming enraged because they've been stonewalling. But still, you get the videos out at Bandai Video. It's life-saving. So that truck is already with security guys driving to Virginia and will be there legally and lawfully and peacefully throughout the weekend, throughout next week, back and forth between D.C., covering the trial that's pretty much assured to be starting next week. They're passed and handed on the articles now to the Senate. That's going on right now today. I wanted to say something about Trump. They've had the deep state and the entire corporate media write thousands of articles, some of which were published in hundreds and hundreds of newspapers apiece, to get Trump to come out against InfoWars in a belief that if the president ever came out against InfoWars, that would turn his main base off against him, and that would turn me against the president. Well, only the president violating his promises would turn me against him. And I know he's not perfect, so I'm happy with a lot of what he's done. But I'm very upset about letting the big media combines, working with big tech, censor and silence millions and millions of Americans with AI, watching them in real time and letting third-party groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, and Snopes into the computer programs to watch people at the device level. That level of Big Brother surveillance is just criminal. But that's what the tyrants are doing, is bum-rushing us with devices all listening to us and watching us, and the cloud and the Apple system, you know, looking at all your photos and sharing them and all the things they admit they do. Look at how we've allowed ourselves to be trampled on. So when I pull back from this, though, Trump never betrayed InfoWars, in that every time they attack Trump and say, you better say you hate Alex Jones, Trump doesn't deny InfoWars. He starts tweeting InfoWars videos and articles out, enraging them even more, to the point now when he tweets an InfoWars article or video, the media doesn't even pick it up. They just get pissed. So Trump's signaling there that, hey, I support you guys. And so Trump understands how the media will pick somebody, demonize them, and get everybody to then turn their backs on that person, so that when they pick the next person, nobody stands up for them as well, and pretty soon everybody's left alone. So Trump has stood by InfoWars in our sources in the White House and the things Trump's done to a point, not sticking up for the First Amendment, allowing big tech cartels to censor en masse. That's been a betrayal of the American people and of Trump himself. Trump believes, though, that as they persecute us and as they try to take the guns, that's going to enrage you and wake you up even more and get you into action. And he knows you have the real power. So he believes we're completing a political realignment against the globalists right now. As long as he can stay in power, it will only invoke them to be more radical, more crazy, more out of control, causing again an even bigger wake up. And so far, when it comes to a big wake up that's very deep and across the board, yes, it's happening. I just don't know how long the American people can hang on. And I just think it's very risky to let the Democrats in the deep state keep trying, especially when they're funded by the Chi-Coms, to cause a giant race war that could get out of control. So I really think Trump's waited too long and is over-baking the brownies here or over-baking the pie or the bread. I mean, it's done. Even from that Hegelian dialectic, it needs to stop. This is out of control. And they're trying to impeach him, and now they're trying to remove him. He's in a criminal trial in the Senate. I mean, that's the equivalent of it. And it's very dangerous. But I'll say this. We just called up some of the pro-gun groups in Virginia and said, hey, why don't you come on the show? And they're like, oh, you're Alex Jones. That's controversial. We don't want to be associated with that. Associated with who got the president elected, associated with the First Amendment, not even getting the instinct of who cares what the media says about you. They say you're a bunch of white supremacist terrorists. I don't need to be loved by the couple of organizers of a rally who are going to sit up there and talk to a crowd, but the media is not going to pick up a damn word you say. It's you that has the power of what your message is, not how you let them put you in a box. So it's the amateur nature of a lot of political activists, and then they look at somebody who's been very, very successful with our audience that gets it, rebooting America, but we're always being led by a bunch of political novices who, again, see someone being attacked and demonized, and so they back away from him. Well, they tried that with Trump, saying he's a rapist and saying he's a KKK member, but people knew it was bull, stood with the president. It made him even more powerful. So they've tried to do what they tried to do with Trump to me. And it's not been successful with smart people of every race, color, and creed across this country. But it has been successful with a lot of the libertarian or conservative movement of people that are getting politically active and trying to organize things that they really believe that if the media is attacking somebody, you better not get near them because that means you'll get attacked. They don't get the fact that if you're effective, you're going to be attacked, and you should embrace that. And the real leadership of America and people that want freedom and justice get that and understand that. Oh, Alex Jones has been sent child porn in the Sandy Hook case. Yeah, because the globalists are scared. And they admitted it was an unopened email to our company that the establishment subpoenaed, got, and found, and showed hidden scans of it to try to... But people went, that's bull. It's Jones exposes the pedophiles. So it goes back to when people come and say, how are you taking it? I'm like, how are you taking it? Our country's being taken over. I'm fighting. I expect to get attacked. But it's the way people want to have their cake and eat it too. Fight the globalists, fight for freedom, fight for justice. But then someone who's been a general in the fight for decades, and whose army of activists have taken us to victory, these people don't even have the instincts to sign on to that because they think it's all about them being political leaders and viable for whatever, when it's not even going to matter in the future if we don't change things and stop over-calculating and stop trying to be politicos and stop trying to polish our image and roll our sleeves up and expose that the Democrats are Chi-Com, enemy-funded, and are literally trying to bring the entire country down and are trying to trigger a civil war. And the average conservative activists around the country can't even get their act together. Meanwhile, the main groups that have financed Trump and had some of the biggest fundraisers for him for 6 months have been trying to get me to go on speaking tours and do these big events. And I was so busy, I said no until I realized, wait a minute, the big smart Republicans that helped get Trump in, they know where the liberty movement's going. They get this is the future. They are smart enough to want InfoWars. But the very grassroots we awoken, a bunch of them are trying to be the new politicos. What a joke. I'll be there in the armored vehicle. The whole crowd will come over to me. All the media will cover us. You're a fool.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate. But everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago when I started taking X2, the products in InfoWars Life, I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there. I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I could escape this feeling with my charming girl. I feel the wreck without my little charming girl.
All right. We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. I want to just say one more thing about what I talked about last segment. This isn't about me. You understand? I'm always saying, don't go to rallies, go into the capitals and talk to the politicians yourself, and go at their meet and greets out the field and get in their face, or run against them and then be on the podiums and in the debates against them. That's how you are most effective. It's good to have rallies too, and then to have our own media and report on them. But the mainstream media isn't who you care about. They're going to distort you. So Trump doesn't ever deny InfoWars, and Trump says he likes InfoWars, and Trump tweets InfoWars when the media tells him not to because he understands not being bullied by the media. But then we're just trying to get people on to promote their Virginia rally. And they're like, whoa, 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 Alex Jones, you're too controversial. It's amateur hour. I don't need to be up at your podium, dummy. I can go in front of a press conference or have at the Capitol with 50 cameras. They all turn on to me. It's like Satan showed up to these people. It's that you don't have the instincts. And I'm not attacking the leaders of the thing. There's a bunch of groups and things. I'm just talking about amateur hour in general. So President Trump likes InfoWars. President Trump tweets it. But the people that think they're going to stop gun confiscation in Virginia, at least the ones organizing stuff, they're like, ooh, Alex Jones. And again, it's that amateurism that continues to let the mainstream media have this power when they have almost no viewers to intimidate people. You know how CNN takes people's sponsors up? They call their sponsors and go, you're a sponsor of this. We're going to report if you don't drop this group. It's tortious interference. Oh yes, CNN. Oh. When Chick-fil-A got boycotted, they doubled their money. Now they start bowing. They start losing money. It's just a joke. Syrian girls popping in. If Ranger and Michael and James can hold till the end of the hour, I will get to you. I respect your calls, but we've got to get to this guest. I really want you to hear what you have to say about the gun confiscation. If you got to go, I understand. And then I'll host a little bit the next hour, then Matt Bracken, who's really been warning of this and has been central in exposing how they'll plant a false flag, and it's unfolding just like he said it would. He's going to be hosting in the next hour. So please spread the word on that, because everything is about getting the word out here. Syrian girl, I wanted to go to you here, and I appreciate you joining us. People said, who's Syrian girl? We go through her whole bio. You go to her Twitter. Her family was part of the ruling party there. She didn't like Assad. They left Australia. She's been on the show for 7-8 years. Very eloquent lady and very respected. You can find her bio and all of her information on her Twitter. And we'd like to get different perspectives on Syrian girl. Is it partisan girl? And Patreon Syrian girl. If you want to find out her background, who she is and everything. I want to just get an update from her in a snapshot since Soleimani got killed a few weeks ago and what's unfolding there on where she sees all this going. Thanks for joining us, Syrian girl.
Thanks so much for having me on.
So just an update. Trump obviously has signaled that if any of the demonstrators get hurt, we may do something. I think that's good on the surface. That might encourage the opposition groups to launch attacks now to get Iran to attack them, and now we're kind of drug in by that. And I think that's what we've seen Restart and others kind of say.
Well, I think they're not going to do anything directly against Iran because last week, Trump actually did the right thing in not escalating further when the U.S. base was attacked. So I think that if a U.S. base gets attacked and they don't want to get directly involved with a war with Iran, like, that's their causes belli right there. So I don't think we're going to see any of that. But, like, last week, I think I told you guys that Iran would retaliate without question. But I think the important thing to talk about now, I think, is that Trump was set up. I think that now we've learned that, as Esper said, all that false intelligence about imminent threat was bogus. And actually, Trump said that, he didn't say that. There's an article that's come out by Business Insider that said that he's been saying that he was pressured into this attack by, like, Lindsey Graham and other GOP senators because he had impeachment hanging over his head. So the people who have been responsible for this debacle are actually Lindsey Graham and Nancy Pelosi. So who is the driving force behind this impeachment? So they're kind of good cop, bad copping him. The neocons are pressuring him into war. And actually, in October, I made a video on my channel saying that I believe impeachment was a form of blackmail that they're trying to use against Trump. Because at that time, at that very same moment in October, was when he was trying to pull troops out of Syria. Suddenly this impeachment thing is hanging over his head.
And then we had, as you mentioned, the Secretary of Defense kind of throw Trump under the bus. But now Obama's former National Security Advisor, James Jones, says Trump is right. So there is a lot of weirdness going on. And as you said, some of the Democrats behind the scenes have been pressuring with the neocons for Soleimani's death. Now they're talking about impeaching Trump for it.
lies. It's a setup. You know, he was the fall guy. They pressured him into it, and now all the consequences that happened since, they're trying to make it his fault. Well, obviously, where did this false intelligence come from? It didn't come from him. So, you know, at the end of the day, this is a debacle because they probably told him that Iran wouldn't retaliate. Probably they were expecting, so as Pompeo was tweeting, that, you know, they're going to de-escalate and they're going to negotiate a new deal. But that's exactly the opposite of what anyone could see. Anyone who isn't a neocon could see that it was going to end up escalating. And the possibility of World War III was on the table. And I think that's why Trump decided to de-escalate and not retaliate. He realized it was all, you know, a lie. And it's interesting now that we have Putin talking to the United Nations about how the nuclear powers need to come together to neutralize the threat of global war, which is what we're facing.
Putin, earlier today, gave a speech, five nuclear-armed states must work together to neutralize the threat of global war. Here's some of what the leader of Russia had to say.
It's time to understand our responsibility, and the example must be set by the founders of the UN. Five nuclear states have the responsibility to maintain the sustainable development of the mankind. These five nations must start with the measures of getting rid of the preconditions for the global war, coming up with approaches to come up with stability.
How do you think the deep state is going to come at Trump next? And what's the word on the Middle East? What's coming out of Persia?
Well, you know, these protests that are going on, the driving, as I told you guys during the Arab Spring of 2011, you know, they were, at that time we were being fed this stuff about democracy, but of course it turned out to be the Muslim Brotherhood. Which is what I told you guys in 2012. So at the moment they're telling us that these protests in Iran are about, you know, women's rights and democracy, etc. But really the driving force behind it is this group called the MEK, which in 2012 was delisted off the terrorist group list that the State Department has. So pre-2012, pre the Arab Spring, these guys were designated a terrorist organization just like the Muslim Brotherhood. And what they are is like an extremist communist cult. So, like, just because, you know, a theocracy that forces people into, you know, wearing a headscarf is a bad thing, doesn't mean like this communist cult is a good alternative. We need to really become more cynical about really what's happening in Iran. Obviously, it's related to current events. Obviously, the State Department and the neocons, they don't want the Iranian regime or government to be in power, and they are very skilled at, you know, putting a lot of money into these people.
All right, Syrian girl, thanks for the update. We'll be back with more calls, and then Matt Bracken.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
All right, I'm going to take calls from James and Michael. We've been holding from the Army National Guard on the gun confiscation topic. Same thing with Michael, Army on gun confiscation. Appreciate them holding. But Syrian girl, I wanted you to be able to finish up. What do you think Trump should do about what the neocons are up to and what's happening with Iran?
You know, I think Trump, first and foremost, needs to name names. He needs to name who's been responsible for, you know, coming up with the false intelligence and pressuring him, Lindsey Graham, Nancy Pelosi, the impeachment. Also, he can take the opportunity now because Iraqi parliament has requested for U.S. troops to leave. And the neocons are threatening them financially because they want so badly to remain in Iraq that they won't respect the democracy that they supposedly set up. And they're trying to say that they're going to cut their access to the Fed in order to sell their oil and add sanctions on top of that. All this crazy stuff. Trump has the opportunity now to use that fact that the parliament is asking for a U.S. troop withdrawal to pull troops out. I know in October he wanted to pull troops out of Syria. And they came up with this impeachment stuff to pressure him. He obviously wants to pull out. Otherwise, he wouldn't say that they're in Syria just for the oil. I feel like he's saying that just so he can humiliate the people around him that want to be in Syria and add, you know, because he does want to pull out. So I think that what he needs to do is defend himself and not be the fall guy on the Soleimani assassination by naming names and perhaps, you know, making more statements about possible pull out from Iraq and Syria as well.
Thanks for your perspective. I've got to say, though, you've been vindicated with the deep state, both Republican and Democrat. Some of them trying to say Trump, you know, was a bad guy and Trump lied about this stuff. And then it comes out that they did give him that intelligence. It's just so Machiavelli how they operate. Syrian girl, thanks for the time.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to take a few final calls here, and then I'm going to try to take a five-minute break at the start of the next segment to play some gun confiscation clips, because there's a lot of things I want to say. And it's not that I'm tired. I've just read so many articles, looked at so much news, that I want to just take a break for 5 minutes and get refocused to say some things I've got to say here on air. Because it's now not just an intellectual or political thing that's theoretical. There's no doubt that there is a large number of really serious criminals in this country working with multinational corporations and the communist Chinese to take this country down. And they're the ones that have escalated the threat level. They're the ones on the continuation of force scale that have brought us to this. And I'm not somebody that likes violence or somebody that wants physical conflict. And I'm not in a position to lead it. And I'm not going to be involved in it offensively. Everybody knows I just state my intentions. That's my secret weapon, is just straight shooting. I am what you get. We're starting to get to a point that as a citizen who's sworn an oath publicly to defend my family and your family and our honor, that we need to be very peaceful and very focused and very active right now. And then we have to understand that if we don't bust our ass to get in these people's face and really let them know we're watching them, that the Chi-Coms and the globalists know they can sit this out. They think they can. And so they are intending to start a shooting war in the country. And there's a good chance it's going to start. So we better start having a discussion about what we're going to do. So that's that. And if the president would have arrested some of the deep state, gosh, he's got plenty to do it, and let the chips fall where they may. If they try to bring out some dirt on some of the Trump people, nobody's going to care. As long as he's pro-American and it's not screwing kids or something, we're going to support him. Okay? When people understand, we need action now, okay? Enough talk. And I'm not saying it's my pay grade to say what we should do. I don't think the president knows. We're all above our pay grade here. It's just that we're not in normal situations now. And the Democrats are a bunch of insane meth heads who are minions and are paid for by the globalists. So they're not even leaders. So the real people running this are sitting back thinking they're insulated. And they're not insulated. And they know they're not insulated. And so push is coming to shove. All right, James in Virginia. No. James is next. Michael's been holding longer. Michael in Ohio, Army on gun confiscation. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex. It's an honor to speak to you. I'm a veteran of the United States Army, and I served under President Obama, unfortunately. And how I came onto your show is we were starting to get, like, slideshows from the top from this company called the Southern Poverty Law Center. And I turned to my buddy and I was like, dude, they're telling us what to believe. I'm like, this is going against our religion. He's like, dude, this is some Alex Jones type stuff. And I was like, the 9/11 conspiracy guy? And he's like, dude, he's right. He's like, listen to him with me after work. And the more I listened to him, the more I was like, wow, this is really bad. And then it wasn't but a couple weeks later, we started getting surveys or censuses to try and see like what we would do as soldiers. And one of the questions was, would we go and confiscate weapons from the American people? And we were like, oh my God, he's absolutely right. And we tried to tell people about this and no one would cover it. No one would talk to us about it or anything. And we tried to raise the alarm about this, but our response as a unit, as a whole, like your previous caller was talking about, we were told that that if we ever got that order, whoever gave it to us, our lieutenant or our company commander, we would have them removed by any means necessary. But this is absolutely real what is happening. We were at the beginning stages of it, and they realized that they can't use the military as their pawns, and that's why they're doing this UN thing, because the same stuff is continuing to go on. It's just behind the scenes because Trump is president now.
Wow, Michael, I really appreciate you holding for so long to say that. I want you to be able to spend a few minutes with us, and then we'll get to James, too. But to flesh out, because I remember there was the questionnaires under Clinton, people couldn't believe it and turned out it was real. The ones under Obama, I remember that was, what, 2-3 years after he got in, was the ones we learned about. Then they had the threat assessment saying gun owners and veterans were the number one threat, because when they assessed the veterans and got back, well, not even the veterans, the active duty, non-commissioned officers, it was something like 98% said no. In fact, we'll shoot who gives the order, which is what you're supposed to do in this country. And until a few decades ago, they taught that in the military, that if you get that order, you kill who gives it. And so they're attempting to turn you against the American people is what woke up military and law enforcement. The attempt of the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL and all these creepy groups to come in and do that is what finally made the military and police go, wow, Alex Jones is right. And that's what made our show get even bigger. Well, suddenly they were all tuning in because they knew we told the truth. We've been given that by officers in the military before it ever got to you. So I was warned by the military, because obviously the officers didn't have a way to get it to you. Then I got it to you, and then I got the credit and the hate. And it's not about credit. People need to know the chain of how this happened. And so it's deadly dangerous right now. What do you make of what they're attempting in Virginia and other areas? And what do you think Trump needs to do? Because I'm not somebody that wants this to be a shooting war. But what are we going to do if the Democrats start one?
I think what they're trying to do, where this whole, the whole UN thing, job application, went spread like wildfire. What they want is they want us to be baited into an incident to where they can set up some kind of red flag so that they can, the governor of Virginia can set up his martial law and shut everything down. But the thing is, like, people have to understand, where is the White House? You know, so if he shuts down Virginia and they do this Trump impeachment thing and you get a couple wild card Republicans that turn code at the last second and Virginia's completely shut down, we don't have access to do anything. So
exactly. Stay there. I want to come back to you and go back to the questionnaire when it happened. This is historic. We've got these calls years ago. It's been in the news a few times, but people need to hear it from somebody that experienced it. Don't hang up. Back in 2 minutes. But I just want to say something here, folks. This is really happening. I can't believe it, but it's really happening. And behind the scenes, if you knew what was going on, you'd know how dangerous it is. You heard that state police officer who talked to the higher-ups, and they're all getting threatened. When this goes down, you do what you're told, and we'll indict you. So they've got the blue cities that are already lawless under UN. They're already breaking the borders. They're trying to break the economy. They're trying to take the president out. And the president, I respect the president, and I think he knows what he's doing with what he's got. Because he's got moles all under him. He hasn't got even partial control of the executive. We can't expect him stuck on a beachhead under attack to be perfect. But he needs to rhetorically come out in these speeches and talk about the deep state and talk about Virginia and get ahead of it. Because Biden and all of them are betting all their marbles on it months ago, telling you they're going to strike in Virginia. And history does repeat itself. This country was born in Virginia and Boston, and the Civil War started there, too. We'll be right back with the fourth hour.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.